Hey, blockheads, this is DJ AKV Amanda Knight, and I'm here to let you know that my so-called Whatever Podcast and No More Games Radio have joined forces. Listen to No More Games Radio on Sundays at 2 p.m. for your favorite episodes of my so-called Whatever Podcast, and maybe a live episode? Who knows? Tune in to my so-called Whatever Podcast for upcoming No More Games Radio features and exclusive stories from our staff and DJs. And as always, follow us on social media at No More Games Radio and at my so-called Whatever. Hang tough!
Hello, happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday to you. Or, as some people like to call it, Catterday.
Oh, Catterday. Catterday for you.
For your Catterday mom. For me, for my parents and my nephews, because they got a little kitty today.
Yay.
So when we're done recording, I'm going to go over and meet the new member of the family. I don't know what her name is yet.
I'm so excited. You'll have Sadie to show me
Bryce,
a picture.
Send Sadie a and picture. Bryce had to agree on a name. And I don't know what it is, so we're gonna find out, and I will send a picture because
we'll have to tell next week.
Yes, we'll do a big name reveal.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I am thankful today that we are not doing video podcasts, because I have a huge, and I'm like, it's a huge sweat marks because I went on my back too. I have been like loving the Peloton treadmill, and I'm loving the UK instructors. I'm just going to say it. I sent Brooke.
Well, you said that they had some great tracks,
and
90s deep cuts.
I know one of the guys. Okay, so there's Jocelyn Thompson Rule is my ultimate favorite. I love her. She is my favorite. I just love everything about her. I want to be friends with her. Like, love her. And I love Prince, and she plays a lot of Prince. So love it.
Nice.
And then John Hoskins is my second favorite, and he's hilarious. He dances on the treadmill like constantly.
He's all about it.
And he is just like, he's such a wholesome, nice man. Like, I think that's
wonderful.
Love him. And his parents were in the workout I just did. His parents were there, his mom and his dad. Now, I think he's like my nephew's age. I think he's like 30s. Like,
okay.
Maybe not even, which is surprising because he knows so many 80s songs. Like,
his parents raised him.
Right. They sure did. I mean, I may even think he might be mid 20s. I don't know. But I love him, and I love his vibe, and I love that, like, he makes me feel like, I don't know. Sometimes when I get on some of those workouts, I feel like I'm not going fast enough, and I feel like they're like, you know you can do it. No, I cannot. Do you want me to be able to like, walk later?
Right.
Do you? And they don't do that, the UK
people. I like that.
And I'm not saying that all of the other instructors do that. I'm just saying a few that I've gotten into, I'm like, So.
Like, this is for somebody who's much more advanced.
Correct. And I'm just not there yet. I don't think I ever will be. Like, I'm definitely
and
never
that's
gonna
okay.
be doing running. I'm not.
And that's okay.
Right.
100%.
So.
I like an instructor that meets you where you are.
Yes. And that's what he does. And Jocelyn too. And so I guess I'm like stuck on them. So I haven't really like dared to venture outside much.
Yeah.
Cause they do have a lot already. Just the two of them. There's a couple other that I've been trying, but they're also UK, instructors, and I love them. So maybe I'll have to go to their studio in London and do a tread workout in London.
That would be very cool.
I don't know how that works. I'm sure there's a waiting list like 3 years long. So, yeah.
Yeah. But you can do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe you should get on that waiting list.
Maybe. Give me a reason to go to fly over the pond.
I would love to fly over the pond. I wanted to fly over to see Harry Styles, but that wasn't in the
In the
cards for me.
cards. No cards. Yeah.
No, it was not.
Yeah.
But at any rate,
Yeah. How was your week this week?
busy.
Busy.
Work was
Yeah.
busy.
You were there quite late one night
I
when you.
worked. So here's to put it in perspective. I worked overtime this week and I took a day and a half off.
What?
So let's just to put that in perspective. So yesterday
Brooke.
I was so I took a half day Wednesday because I had an appointment in the morning and then I left a little early because Sadie had a showcase for cheering, which was awesome.
So
And
adorable.
I took yesterday off because I just did, and I was dead yesterday. I just dead. Like there's probably like a dented shape of my ass in the chair over yonder because I didn't really move all day.
And
I
that's
couldn't.
okay.
I was so tired, and it's not physically demanding. I sit at a desk all day, but my brain
Oh, yeah.
just like no wonder I fall asleep every night like early.
Because you're exhausted, mentally drained, socially drained.
Completely, completely. All I do is talk and think all day.
Wow.
So anyway, that's that. But I'm on day two of a 3 day weekend.
Good for you.
And I'm gonna go have lunch with my parents at their house and meet the little kitty, and we're excited. And it's almost Valentine's Day.
It is almost Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day.
I mean, it depends on
Valentine's.
who you are.
I don't correct people when they say
I don't either, but I do correct my husband.
it. Because here's the thing, it's a time for Valentine.
Well, I mean, it is definitely an N, not an M, but I don't correct people, but every once in a while, my husband will say Valentine's. It's like he reverts back to when he was a kid or something, and I'll say, "What's that? You mean Valentine's?"
What's that day
Oh, well,
again?
whatever, whatever.
That's funny.
But I don't really put much weight on Valentine's Day.
Same. I don't remember the last time we celebrated, but Kevin sent me a TikTok about Mistress Day,
Oh,
which is the
what is
day
that?
before or the day after Valentine's Day.
Interesting.
And it's what you would think. It's to take your
That, well,
side
makes
piece,
sense. Checks out.
right? And this girl that was doing the TikTok was like, I highly recommend that couples go and do something on Mistress Day because it's good watching.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
So
good sense.
Kevin's like, that's what we should do. So I think that's what we're gonna
You
do.
should and report back.
I will. See if there's any like buddy story. I mean, I don't wish that upon anybody. Don't, but come,
No,
let's
but
be
for
honest.
people watching and like eavesdropping,
Right.
that could be kind of fun.
Or like maybe we see somebody we know and we can help out in that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
The last time I told somebody that their boyfriend was cheating on them, though, it did not end well
No,
for
that
me.
usually doesn't. You
No,
have to have like
I wasn't friends
proof.
with them anymore.
And
They.
even if you have proof,
Oh, it was like
yeah.
right in front of me. And like I saw it with my own two eyes. It wasn't anything I could have thought because there were multiple times where I thought I saw something, but this time I definitely did.
Right.
And I said something because I had been in that situation. I'd been in her situation before. And it did not end well. So,
Well,
yeah. I'm not talking about Kevin. Kevin would never, would never.
no, I think, I mean,
Well, just
we
in
all kind of
case. Just in
have that.
case, you know, because Kevin just, no. That was one thing I told him, like, there's one thing in our relationship, and that would be it. Because it happened before, and I just for a long time I had walls up for a long time with Kevin, and then I was like, eh, okay, I think we're good now.
I mean, because this is due to he who shall not be named.
Correct.
And I think we've talked about that enough. People probably gathered that, I think, if yes. they are regular listeners. And
I
if
actually,
you are,
the side piece
for coming.
Called me once while they were together. And you think that that would have been enough for me to be like, huh.
No, it's not, though. And
because
I get
when you
that.
Have somebody that's like telling you like that, why would I do that? You're psychotic for thinking that. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
I digress.
Yeah. You have to see it for yourself.
You know what, though? Honestly, I don't think I would have appreciated what I have today had that not have happened. So I am.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. As Joey McIntyre always says.
And we're young. When we were young, we experience things and go through life.
And you know
and
what?
That's how we become the people we are.
And as Justin Timberlake says, what goes around, comes back around.
It's true.
So.
It's true.
So anyway.
Anywho.
Speaking of Valentine's or Times Day, we had planned an episode for you guys that we wanted to do. But unfortunately, we got a comment and one story. That is amazing.
Fortunately,
both of them are amazing.
Fortunately, we got one comment.
Yes.
And
fortunately,
one
yes.
story.
Correct.
So we don't have like a jam-packed episode full of these online dating stories, but that's okay.
But you know what I was thinking? Here's what I'm thinking. We have stories in the queue. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to email those people that have sent us stories and ask them to read their stories in a voice memo and send it to us.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Their own voice. And then
it's a great idea.
Extra things. And if they don't want to do it, we can still read it. Not a problem. Not a problem. But I think that is what I'm going to do this week is I am going to go through and contact people. And if you are one that has already sent us a story, and it hasn't been read yet, we would love to have you just read it. Like literally just read it.
Right.
And you can add like stuff if you want to. It's up to you. The ball is in your court. So just putting that out there.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
But should I read the comment?
We should probably intro.
Okay, let's intro, yes.
And then yes, read the comment, but little intro. This is Brooke.
And this is Nikki.
And this is my so-called whatever.
Hey, hi.
And this is our Valentine's Day episode.
It is.
It's going to be short and sweet. We hope you like it.
We do. Guess what I forgot to do again? Well, this week we launched a little late. This week we launched Wednesday.
Yes.
So completely thrown off and I forgot to post. So I will post today or tomorrow and just be like, and we have another episode coming up for you tomorrow. So we have been on a roll. Knock on
wood. We have been on a roll. Like I'm
so
like
proud,
really
of us.
Proud of us.
I am so proud of us. We make it happen. We make it happen. You know, it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Well,
it feels like accomplished.
It does. And it makes me feel like, accomplished.
A sense of accomplishment.
Right. On Sunday when we're like, we did that.
And pride.
We did that. Very proud. Very proud. You said proud, right?
I said, and pride. It makes you guys feel accomplished and prideful.
Yes. Very much so. Very much so. So, real quick, because I'm standing at my stand desk while we're talking, I got a treadmill for my stand desk and it is amazing. And it is very
Bethany
cost effective.
Has one.
Who has one?
I think Bethany has one.
Oh my God. It's amazing.
It's just like a thing. I wish I had a stand desk.
It's a little tread desk. Well, not tread desk. It's a little treadmill. It's flat.
It's
less than $200,
pad.
Huh?
Like a little walking pad, right?
Yeah. We had some Amazon gift cards.
Perfect.
That we were like thinking, you know, because money's tight all around. You know, we're not just throwing money. But it was under $200. I did a lot of research though.
Yeah.
I did a lot of research because it was a TikTok one. I was kind of like, But this one, I'm so glad I went with it. It is perfect. It feels good when you, it's amazing. And if you guys want the link, comment in our Facebook group and I'll shoot it out.
Sweet.
The website's still not quite there.
Right.
It's not quite there yet. So, okay. So here's the comment here. So we were asking for stories about people meeting online, you know, back in the day, or now.
Yep.
And how that went. And we have an anonymous story that said that her and her husband actually met online unintentionally in 1995 when she was in college. And it was not a dating site situation, which I'd like to learn more. Was it a chat room? You know, was and after a short time, we started talking on the phone pretty much daily. A few months later, he flew across the country to meet me in person. That's so cool. And they traveled back and forth a few times. And then about 9 months in, I moved to see if we could make it work for real. Our 21st anniversary is this June, and our daughter will be 19 tomorrow.
Oh my goodness.
That's so cool.
Congratulations, anonymous listener.
Yes. Congratulations. That is a great story. I love
that. That is a wonderful story.
Yes.
Oh, that's so happy.
I do have to say an unrelated story was also put in these comments by Michelle. I don't know if she was saying that she met Sean online. I'm not sure. I don't think so. But she said, I picked up Sean on the side of the road late one random Saturday night in 1995 on his way to do laundry with his brother.
Oh.
And I said, I love this. I want to hear more. And Sean said, yes, this is 100% accurate. Sadly, you can tell where my social life was at that time.
Oh, Sean.
I love it, though. You were being responsible and doing laundry.
I'm proud of you. The first step in finding a mate is making sure you smell clean and that your clothes are clean.
100%. And you obviously did it. It worked.
Yeah. Because look at that baby that you picked up. Or picked up you.
Yeah.
You picked up.
You picked up each other.
You wooed her.
Yes, you did woo her. You were like, look at me doing laundry. I am responsible.
I am Downy Fresh.
I am husband material.
I wonder if he still does laundry.
I bet he does.
I bet he does too.
Kevin does laundry. I love that.
He does his own laundry.
And he's very like particular too. Like because he knows that I don't like to dry my jeans. I do now because I don't know if I shrunk or something, or they're just making jeans longer. But I was always like a 34 inseam. So, and tall jeans didn't normally, you know, they were very few and far between. And so when I found like a good pair that fit, it would like, if they weren't tall, they would just fit. So I was like, do not dry them. Because if you dry them, they will be high water. It will look like I'm waiting for a flood. That's what everybody would always tell me.
Hey, Nikki, you waiting for a flood? When's the flood coming?
That's why I can't do 3/4 length sleeves either, because I feel like my sleeves are too short. Never been able. I just can't. I did it for a short time, like in the 2010s when it was like back. No.
Mm-mm. No, not for you.
So anyway, when I worked full time, Kevin still worked. I mean, pretty much full time, but he took care of the kids. Because I was working like I talked about last podcast, pretty crazy hours. And so he started doing the laundry because that was like a big for me. That was something that gave me a lot of anxiety, and it was never ending. It's like you can do all the laundry and the next day there will be more to do. There will always be more laundry.
There will always be more.
It didn't bother him. And so that was one of the chores he took. And that's a partnership right there.
It is.
But like other people do other things. You know what I mean? But that for me, that was a big like, thank you. And I will tell you, I am encouraged about people using the term partner now, because it is a partnership. It's a partnership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not just you're my husband, you're my wife, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, you're my fiance, you're my partner. And we're partners in this 50-50.
In life.
That's right.
100%.
So when you have to do Kevin,
it works for you.
Yeah.
And your relationship, your partnership. I know for laundry for us, we've never had a discussion about it. It's just always been the way it's been since we moved in together. He does his laundry, I do my laundry.
And that
he does
works.
Towels and sheets.
And he does
towels
too?
And sheets. And wow. I do Sadie's laundry.
That's good. That seems fair.
It just works. That's just how we've done it.
Plus, you have like really like clothing that like cannot be dried.
Yes. I am very, very particular about what I dry and what I don't dry. And some things I dry for like a minute. And so that's why. Also, I am not great at doing laundry. Like my laundry will pile up and pile up and pile up.
And that's just like anxiety.
Does not. So he has offered to do my laundry. And I'm like, no, because I cannot. I have to have the control over it, but I also have like that kind of like ADHD overwhelmed thing, yes, where I see it and I can't even start it because,
right.
Or I'll start it by sorting and then I won't go back to it.
Right. It's like a doom and pile.
I have a lot of those.
I do too.
I have a lot of those. We have a new house cleaner coming.
Another and one?
Yes, somebody different. We're going to try it out. And I have already told them, like, do not go in my bedroom.
The last one did.
Yeah. And I was
okay that
unhappy.
I said that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like,
I was
if you
not
tell
happy.
Somebody, don't go in my bedroom. Like, literally, I'm paying you to do this. Seriously, don't go in my bedroom.
Exactly.
And
they do
go
this,
in
this,
your
this,
bedroom.
And this. Do
and
this,
they don't
this,
do the
this,
stuff
and
that,
this.
I'm sorry, I just know.
And then went and did the thing I didn't want them to do.
But didn't do the
and
things
didn't
you
do the
wanted
other
them.
Things that I did want done. So that didn't work. That was not going to work.
No.
So I have, I'm going to put signs on the doors to the rooms that I don't need done or don't want done.
Smart.
Because I need to prioritize because it's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
So I want to prioritize and have done what I want done.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't need to be going into the family room downstairs because first of all, it's clean already and nobody goes in it. We don't use it. So why am I going to pay you to clean a huge room
right.
when you could just do these rooms
right.
and not my bedroom because it is one big doom pile right now.
I would just like somebody to do my bathrooms. That's it. They're a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And it's like a doom pile for me. And like, I know I need to do it. Like I need to do Brynn's like no, and Brody's like nobody's business. And like, here's the thing. They would do them.
Mm-hmm.
But like you with laundry, I am very particular.
Mm-hmm.
And I want things done a certain way. And if I want things done a certain way, I need to do it. Because right. I'm not going to make them do things my way. When they're willing to do it, they're just going right. to do it their way. So I just would like to do it. I just feel bad because I need
I get that.
To do it.
No, I get that. And, you know, they're going to come and do bathrooms and they're going to do kitchen. And then I want vacuum, mop, wipe down sills, dust. That's it. I mean,
you should
crazy.
Really think about getting a Roomba.
So we've looked into it.
But like the super deluxe ones, like the ones that get all the like the hair, that has been seriously.
But they're so much money. Like
they are.
Like I really can't justify it. I'd rather pay a house cleaner.
Right. I love it. If you have pets, well, for us, we have a lot of pets.
You do have, you have more pets than I do.
So like it, when it doesn't go, because trust me, we had some issues with it. They were going to make me buy a whole new like engine for it, basically. Like not engine, but like base. It
yeah.
literally was like, I did some troubleshooting from some YouTube videos and I got it to work. They were going to charge me $300. Like $275 or $300. Anyway,
wow.
Because it was out of warranty. But we bought one that was like a Black Friday sale. We bought it right on the iRobot website.
Yep.
And it has been amazing. And we also have the little floor cleaner thing, but I feel like it just I feel like Swiffers, no offense to anybody that uses Swiffer, because you know, hey, you do you. But I feel in our case, it just moves dirt around.
Well, it does.
It doesn't like clean.
I mean, so I use a Swiffer. I use a Swiffer first. Mm-hmm. And I go around and I get like underneath the like baseboards and around and get like cat hair out of the corners.
Yeah.
And I move it all to the center.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of sweeping.
Yeah. That's, hey, that works.
And then I vacuum all the stuff in the pile that's left over. And then I'll mop. But I fucking hate all of it. I hate
Same.
It. I hate it
Same.
So much. I hate it.
It takes forever. It takes forever.
Yes, it does. And I have a lot of furniture that, like, you have to get around.
Have a lot of furniture.
Like, stupid furniture. I'd like to get rid of it all. Like, what, we sit in the same two chairs.
Yeah, but I know why you have it, because, like, it kind of pieces it all together.
I need new furniture anyway. But that is for another day.
Yes. So, tangent, because you guys like the tangents. Maybe you do still. I don't know.
I don't know. Let us know.
Let us know who's listening. Because, like, the numbers are showing that, like, a lot of people are listening. And I'm starting to think, and it's weird because we switched hosts, and it's still showing the same numbers. So I'm like, you know, like, curious.
Right.
So just, like, tweet us, be like, I'm still listening. I'm listening. Message us on, we had some messages on Instagram recently by people, and I was like, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you.
So nice.
So we do have one more story that is so incredibly sweet.
I was going to say, speaking of nice.
Yes.
This is the sweetest.
It's so sweet. It is so sweet. And I think we need to do another New Kids on the Block friendship story episode.
Agreed.
So if you got a friendship story, do like Dawn did, who you're about to hear. Send us a voice memo, or you can write it in. It's up to you. Do what you want. And we'll put it on the podcast. So, because I know there's lots of people who met because of New Kids. I mean, look at all the amazing friends.
All
we
of
have.
Us. Like, yeah. It's crazy.
So.
So, yeah, you should listen to this. Well, you're mm-hmm. going to listen to this.
Yeah.
And that this is a really good example of what you could send us.
Very good. So here is Dawn's story.
Hi, Brooke. Hi, Nikki. This is Dawn. And hello to my so-called whatever community. I wanted to share my online meeting and greeting / dating experience with you. This actually does not involve dating. It involves meeting my bestie for the resty and forever friend, Miss Katie Wagler. Katie and I met in 2015 on a New Kids on the Block secret sister card exchange group or secret sister gift exchange group around Christmas time. So I was the recipient, or Katie's secret Santa, and she would send me things. And after it was revealed who our secret Santa was, we started talking to each other. And since then, we talk all the time. She's the kind of friend that I can send random text messages to with thoughts. We can talk about New Kids on the Block. We can talk about our personal lives. We can talk about ridiculous thoughts that we might share. And I've been with Katie several times. In fact, Katie and I first met, I believe it was in 2016 or 17. I believe it was 2017 when Katie and I first actually met. I flew to Dallas and I got to meet her and spend some time together. It was so incredibly awesome to finally put the face to the name of the person that I had been talking to and texting with and whatnot. And she has become so amazing to me and so important to me. And she truly is my forever friend because of meeting her online. We've gone on the cruises together. We vacation together. She comes to Arizona and visits me. I go to Texas and visit her. We call each other penguins. Or each other's penguins, I should say, because penguins mate for life, and she's definitely a mate for life person for me. I love her so much, and I am so thankful for the friendship that I found, just by reaching out and joining a little community of approximately, I believe it was 20 people that were just doing a New Kids on the Block exchange. And it's hard to believe just because of New Kids on the Block, and I know that everybody out there knows this, because of New Kids on the Block, my life is so enriched and the quality of my life is so better because of the friendships that I've flourished and experienced just through the community. And I'm so thankful for that. So my Valentine girl, my forever friend, my Shady Lanes retirement community person, Miss Katie Wagler, I love you, my friend, and happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, that was amazing.
Dawn, I love you. Katie, I love you.
I love you both.
Seriously, so fun.
I freaking love Dawn. I love both of them. I love her.
Yeah, she's awesome. Very sweet.
And we got to hang out with her during the deck parties and stuff too. So that was
cool. And she will always go down in history as being the best. It's going to be May meme maker.
The best. I feel like she started it. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like all these people, they started doing it, but Katie was the first. At least she was the first person I saw do it.
Yes.
And it was so good. It was so good.
So good. I just coughed like randomly so hard and I can't even catch my breath.
Oh no.
But Katie, I love you. Dawn, I love you.
I love you guys. You guys, Dawn, are awesome.
That was seriously the sweetest.
And we're going to put some pictures. If I can get like the website, get a page up, we're going to put some pictures of Dawn and Katie on the website because they're adorable. Dawn sent me a bunch of pictures and they're
adorable. Even post them in our Facebook group.
And if I can't get the page up, we'll post them in our Facebook group. So, and on Instagram.
Hey guys, we are inserting a story here that we got after we recorded, but we wanted to include it in this week's episode. So we thought that we would hop on and share this story from Amy real quick before we edit, or no, excuse me, before Nikki edits. I do not edit. I wouldn't know the first way thing or any way to go about doing that. So before Nikki,
you don't give yourself enough credit. You could do it.
Oh, you do a very fine job. And I don't think that I could come close. but we're going to read this story and then you'll hear our, what we say at the end.
That's right.
That
we recorded before. Yes. So it will be like, we didn't know that we inserted the story, but we did.
Right. But we did. And so right. Here we are. And this is from our friend Amy, and we love Amy. She is so sweet.
Yes.
And we love seeing her whenever we can see her. And, you know, she is a fellow Mainer.
She is a fellow Mainer. Yes.
Yes, she is. She's just down the highway, just down 95.
Right. Not too far.
Not too far at all, bub.
Pretty much. And not too far at all, bub. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, it sure did.
she's what you would consider central Maine.
Hey, that's right.
She's in our neck of the woods, if you would. She calls her driveway a dooryard, just like us.
Just like a pocket in the dooryard.
Oh, I have to say, real quick, because when we recorded before, this hadn't happened, but the Super Bowl was now. Okay. The Dung Kings. Oh, that was my favorite commercial.
That was the best. That Tom was Brady, the best commercial. Yes.
Chef's kiss.
Anyway. Always.
Yes.
Always. He is the GOAT.
So we're going to read a story from Amy. And let's do it. Do you want me to read it or would you like to read it?
Hey. I don't care.
Okay, I didn't know what I was going to say.
I
don't care.
I'm a little slap happy. It's after my bedtime. Yes. Oh, almost same, my bedtime.
Same. Okay.
So all right, Nikki's going
to
read it.
Here we go. Hi, ladies. I know I am late, but I wanted to tell you the story about us. I got divorced at the age of 36. My daughter was 3. I wanted to be in love with my husband, but I wasn't. I was in love with the idea of being in love, and I had to be a mom. We struggled for years with infertility treatment. However, nothing was working. I was devastated and he was okay with it, which made me angrier. Finally, I said, let's adopt. He was content with not being parents, but I knew that I had to be a mom. Fast forward to 3 years later, and we met the most beautiful girl who is now 17 years old, and we are figuring out what college she will go to. Being a single mom was the hardest thing I've ever done. Yes, he was a present dad, but yet it was easy to see he was put out by raising a daughter 2 days a week and resented me so badly that I could see him acting like this towards our daughter. It was my fault for the divorce, as I changed after my hysterectomy, according to him. I couldn't do anything right, according to him and his mother.
I feel like this is a story that others might be able to relate to.
I was just going to say the same thing when she said his mother.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying I relate to it, but.
No. But I think that this is, you know, just talking to our peers.
Right.
Through life.
And you know what? His mother needs to stay out of it. I'm just going to say it.
I mean, it's true.
She needs to know her place. Okay.
Right.
Eventually.
Hopefully she does now.
Probably not, but that's okay.
You're probably right.
Eventually, I said to myself, there's more out there in life. So I tried to start dating. I met one guy who I instantly fell in love with. He was everything I ever wanted, and things went well for 4 months, and then he broke my heart. He couldn't be with a woman that had an ex that was such a jerk and created drama. I may have been part of the drama, but thankful that I got to love again shortly after being divorced. I dated, I think, every loser in Central Maine. Oh, I was on dating websites and even dated men that belittled me and told me I was too fat, or my all-time favorite was they couldn't get into a relationship with me because my child was black.
I can't even.
And they couldn't deal with that. Like, what is wrong with people?
Oh, it's disgusting. Ugh.
You guys, I stayed with these guys and let them use me because I wanted love so badly. I had zero self-worth. Finally, I stopped dating and realized I was worth more than what I was getting. Good for you, Amy.
I was going to say, hear, hear, sister.
It took me a long time to realize this, and I wanted to show my daughter that you are worth way more than people will give you. Things were going great, and then I met this guy. He was fantastic. He was so attentive and treated both of us as if we were the only women in the world. What I didn't know is he was a very abusive alcoholic and still sleeping with his ex-wife. Oh my gosh. While I didn't experience physical abuse.
What a scumbag.
I know. The mental abuse was horrible. I thought that no man could ever love me and I was destined to be with complete trash. Finally, a friend suggested online dating. I was all set with that, as I had tried that before, and I was literally weeks from breaking up from a toxic relationship. But I was thinking, one last try. I gave it zero effort, really. I saw the same guys from years ago, and all I wanted was a hookup. I was okay with being alone, and as much as I wanted to feel the love of a man again, I told myself I was all set with being single for the rest of my life. It honestly didn't matter to me anymore. I saw this guy's profile. He lives close to me, was super attractive, but certainly he had all the same hookup thoughts or issues as all the others. When I sent an email previously, I would go and check out everything about them and try to send an email that was sure to catch their attention. This time I was like, I don't care. I simply said, hey, you want to chat? Days later, I got a, sure, I'll chat. I was sure he was a complete loser, as they all were. Another fast forward 6 years later, we have our two beautiful kids from our previous marriages. Although we annoy one another at times, we are so thankful for each other. It was fate. We were meant to be, even though we were both at our wits' end with dating. The moral of the story is, don't give up. The right person is out there for you. You may have to kiss a lot of frogs to find them, but they are there. Have faith and hope, even when it feels like there isn't any. I'm so lucky to have found him, even if he doesn't pick up his dirty socks or is a bit messier than I am. Happy 6 years, Charlie. I love you. Amy, aka A. And she is A from a story a long time ago from our friend Alyssa.
Long, long time ago.
Who wrote the story. And she, that's how we met Amy, was because we met her through Alyssa, because Alyssa had wrote a story that included Amy.
Right.
And it was really cool. So
happy Valentine's Day, Amy and
yeah,
Charlie.
Happy Valentine's Valentine's Day, Amy and Charlie. What a great story. Well, I mean, what a great ending.
Yes, a happy ending
really
to otherwise really frustrating.
Yeah, for sure.
Story that you've lived, Amy. You've lived that.
And I like that she was like, in the end, was just like, you know what? You shouldn't have to try to be somebody you're not.
Right.
And I say this, and I'm not trying to insert myself into the story here. But that's kind of how Kevin and I met. I was like, I'm not going to be different. I love NSYNC. I love boy bands. I'm going to be all about it. At the time, I was a smoker.
I was going to say, at the time, you loved your P-Funks.
I loved my Parliament Light 100s. I surely did. And I said, that's it. I'm not changing for anybody, because I feel like before I had changed, like completely changed my personality.
Yeah. Yeah. You had kind of like hidden who you were.
Right. And I was like you, here
like
I am. You,
like a cloak, like with a cloak.
And Amy did the same thing. She's just like, no, I'm just going to be me.
Right.
That's it. I'm not going to try to be glamorous she's glamorous, but she is quite glamorous. I was saying like, I wasn't going to be, obviously I was not glamorous. We talked about this last episode. Charlene actually sent me she had written something. It was kind of funny, and she said something about like he was like, hey, I like that edgy lady, and I was like, that's kind of what he said. So because I was like edgy, and
it's true,
I was a little edgy. Yeah,
you were, especially like,
I call it trashy, but
no, not trashy, edgy. I like edgy. And Kevin was from a very
conservative background.
That's a very good term.
Kevin, would you like to say anything about this? Are you listening? We're talking about when you first met me and you were like, she's kind of edgy, kind of like that. Even though I was edgy is not the word, I was trashy. You were like, see that girl over there smoking the P-Funks with the NSYNC address book? I'm going to make her my wife.
She loves those Whoppers.
What?
She loves those Whoppers. Whenever I think of a Whopper, I think of Nikki.
Oh my God, I forgot how much I loved Whoppers.
You loved Whoppers back then.
Oh my God, yes, I did.
Like I
forgot about that.
You loved a Whopper.
Seriously.
You go to the Main Street Burger King.
Best burger in Bangor. I love that. Get it at
the Burger King on Main Street.
That flame broiled action. That's what I wanted. It tastes different. I like it. I don't want to know if they fake it. I just.
With like liquid.
I will say.
Flame broiled.
I don't eat red meat anymore. It's a new thing. I'm not going to go into the explanation because you guys are going to be like, you're weird. But anyway, I tried the Impossible Burger.
Yeah.
I've had it. It's pretty damn good.
It is pretty good. Like, honestly, I tried it back when they first came out and they, mm-hmm. you could do like a buy one, get one free or something.
Yeah.
And me and one of the girls from work, we did that. We did the buy one, get one free. We got a regular one and an Impossible one, and we cut them in half.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a taste test.
That's really cool.
They were pretty darn close.
I was pleasantly surprised.
This took a turn.
We're talking about loves, right? I mean,
I love burgers.
Same. I will say though, so I did not eat anything back then that wasn't a fast food burger, because I had gotten food poisoning at the Elks family picnic and I saw the Virgin Mary when I got food poisoning praying by a Christmas tree. Like I can remember, I could see it. I was hallucinating. Like, that's how sick I got.
Bad.
Like, the lights were like, it was almost like it was on a spinner. And I was saw a woman with like a white veil, like praying by the tree. And she was in blue and white. And I just said, that's Mary.
It makes sense.
And I think my grandmother got tracks. Super scared because I was staying the night at her house. Aww. And she was like, this girl's dying. Like, it really scared her. I threw up everywhere. I threw up all over the carpet in the living room. I mean, I threw up everywhere, everywhere. So after that, I never ate a burger like from a restaurant or like, especially not one that There's someone no one cooked at a Club. Cookout. What'd you say?
Club.
What?
Especially not from the Elks.
No, no.
But I know what you mean. Like a real burger.
Right. I did not eat real burgers for a very, very long time.
It was fast food.
The closest I came to that was, I remember when, because it was always just McDonald's, like McDonald's burgers. That was it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I'll test the waters, Burger King. And then I was like, hallelujah.
This hook, is, line, this and is, sinker.
100%. This is it. And I don't think I had a burger until I started dating Kevin. Like a real burger.
Really?
Really.
I do love a real burger. Oh, man.
It was quite a ways into our relationship. And I believe it was at his house. Like, and I felt like I had to. It was like some situation where I felt like I had to have the burger. Yeah. And I did, and I didn't get sick. And I was like, oh, well, I'll be. All right.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
I never knew this. I never knew that.
You never knew that story about the Virgin Mary?
Never knew that story.
I feel like I've told it on the podcast before. I haven't.
I don't ever remember you telling that story.
Yeah. It was scary.
But this is kind of all making sense because I seem to remember you being a hot dog person.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. That's all I would eat was hot dogs.
Like,
not burgers.
Because like my parents, when they do cookouts, mm-hmm. and they do that often enough in the summer just for dinner, they'll throw burgers and hot dogs on the grill. But they always do burgers and hot dogs. It's mm-hmm. never one or the other. It's always both. It's always has been both. It doesn't matter if there's 4 people eating or 10 people eating. They always do burgers and dogs. And I feel like you would take a burger. I mean, a dog.
Always. Yeah. I remember friends asking me to stay the night and I could smell burgers being cooked in the kitchen. And I was like, I have to go home. My parents won't let me stay. What'd you say?
I love that damn smell.
Oh my God. I hate it. It makes me, it's still to this day. My dad would cook burgers all the time in the kitchen, and I would retch. Like, I'd go just like that sound right there. So yeah, there
I love
there
them.
So I mean, and like, me going to not eating meat is just it's not because of that. I love animals, guys.
That's not animals. Dumb.
And I started to get like really emotional about it. So
that was like after I watched Food Inc.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
I couldn't. This was like 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't eat meat for a while. And I gained a ton of weight. A ton. Because all I ate was, they didn't have Impossible Burgers then.
You know what? I think I ate meat tonight. Did those pot stickers have meat in them?
I'm sure they did. Pork.
Why didn't you tell me? Oh God. I didn't even, I thought they were vegetable. It was pork and vegetable.
Were they good?
Yes.
I mean, okay. I'm not, that sounds very, very insensitive.
No, not really.
But I mean, at least they were good and you don't feel sick.
So yeah, that like took a turn. That was a little tangent that we didn't see coming.
No, not at all.
That's a little knowledge for you.
But thank you, Amy.
Yes, thank you, Amy. Thank you so much for your story.
Oh man.
And what you'll be hearing next is our close out of the episode.
And we didn't know that this happened.
We didn't know that this happened. So enjoy the rest of the episode and peace. So thanks, guys. This was a short but sweet episode, but we did it again. Brooke, high fives.
Look at us.
And next week, I'm not sure what we'll have in store, but
maybe we'll do another block party.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'll
I
be
think
fun.
We're due. I think it's time.
I think so too. So until then, we'll be loving you forever.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I'd say it. Bye.
Bye.